It's the drum. It's lit. It's the Soul of Harlem, your host.
And Raven.
And what's up, y'all? It's Ayo.
We are 30% to be exact.
Of the Connection Agency.
Welcome to today's drum radio. And it's been a crazy last 2 weeks. Excited to announce that we are finally done with the Apple account for this year's agency. Shout out to our account team, led by Daniel and Christina, with the visual assistance of Chantel going out to Cupertino. And
shout out to all the creators, man. All the creators, Chantel, Darnell, James. Shout out to the team, Raven, Soul, Anthony, Christina, Daniel, Addy. You already know we do this.
Executed. And now we're on to the next. Our next two clients that we got to knock out the park are, as you already know, Fossil, opening their headquarters to us to work within, and
Architect & Co., led by author, actor, and entrepreneur Hell Harper with his cosmetics line, which features organic options for men's and women's beauty and health.
And we got even more good news for our loyal listeners.
So, we had our first lemonade stand at the WeWork space. It was so much fun. We got to present our agency to everyone and just let everybody know who we are, what we're about, our mission, and how we're going to do great things this summer like we just finished with Apple. Particularly at the lemonade stand, it was great, good drinks. We got to hang out with Lincoln and Larry and meet some new people in the Dallas area.
Shout out to Lincoln for his very famous lemonade. You know, if you guys want to try some, we have an upcoming lemonade stand next week, if Raven want to go into further detail about that.
So the next lemonade stand is next week, July 28th, from 5 to 8. And we actually have a special sponsor for food, so you should definitely come and check that out.
Shout out to Raven for securing the bag with the catering.
Hashtag secure the bag.
If you need event coordination, holla at
the Raven Connection. And we'll assist you to Raven Lenore. You already know, we secure bags out here.
Chi-Town get the money. Chi-Town eats swell. In addition to completing our first lemonade stand, which was a huge success, again, shout out to Lincoln, Larry, Ramon, and WeWork offices.
A special shout out to Hannah from WeWork. You know, she held it down, made sure everything was right.
Yeah, Hannah Summerfield was very helpful and amazing. And we'll definitely be on the lookout to use her again.
And we'll actually have Rashad Drayford, one of the boys at MGP, with us with an interview right after this musical break.
Sometimes I feel I gotta from these streets like a fiend for me. Pulling me back, it's real, got it going. Cause no matter the drama, the gossip, my heart is your hood, my dog, I rock with. Before you get clapped with the tongue with two loops, have everybody on the corner going, holding their mouth, shot this. I have it just air that boy out. And now there's blood on my team. Snitches call it 1-800 Crime Stoppers. When they see me, they like, cause they want that $1,000. And not only that, police have got to catch a collar. And I'm out of here. Ain't no telling when I be back. Get rid of this, eh? Dog, you know I flew. Hell out of Dodge. Looking about this paper. Ain't no time to be sitting behind bar. Gotta get away. Oh, pump that. Never let a coward take me out my zone. If he tried, then blow him and go. With no remorse, kid, it's the cold-hearted Queens cat, rhyming retarded, you know. I gotta get away. But bump that, never let a coward take me out my zone. If he tried, then blow him and go. With no remorse, kid, it's the cold-hearted Queens cat, rhyming retarded, you know.
Cause I'm not playing, I'm banging hammers on. Put hands on that light. Just beat out you, I brawl like an animal. Your whole team is scrambling. When we come through, pushing them trucks, be pushing and shoving to look at us, they go. You take a good look, it might be the last time you see gangsters like this then.
Cause somebody about to die and it's gonna be a stampede when them shots fly. Rip that, you know, R.I.P. Your soldiers lift up and wide ahead. I see you on that other side, body. Cry rivers, courtesy of mine. We terrorize rappers better.
I gotta get away. Bump that. Never let a coward take me out my zone. If he tried, then blow him and go. With no remorse, kid. It's the cold hearted. Queens can't grind me retarded, you know. I gotta get away. It's either me or you, believe me, dog. I know it like you ain't got this to lose.
But you walking that thin line. I'm clapping your first time for him. I'm trying.
Put it past me, that ass would be bleeding somewhere like a hemophiliac, exactly.
Before it's too late, go with your gut. You ain't a gangster, and yes, you could get touched.
Saw it before, the hand he was talking. It wasn't him, but you know to stop that.
I swear he's like,
why's that?
Because he's always laying on their back.
I gotta get away. But bump that, never let a coward take me out my zone. If he tried, then blow him and go. No remorse, kid, it's the cold hearted. Queens can't grind it, retarded, you know.
I gotta get away.
Hello. Hi, Rashad.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And as you got the hill, that's a nice ass pool party.
I'm
cut away for a second to do this.
Okay, cool. So we won't take that much of your time. So we just...
No, you're good. You're good.
So we'll just get right into it. So, again, my name is Raven, and we're part of The Connection. I have Sol and Io with me. Sol is an account planner.
Hey, Rashad.
And Io.
Hey, what's going on?
Io is the social strategist.
What's up, Rashad?
Hello.
How you doing, man?
So, yeah, so Rashad has a really great extensive background. He's worked at Revolve, IMG, and he's currently the head of global digital editor at Beats by Dre. So, Rashad, we just wanted to ask you a little bit about your background and about yourself.
Yes, sure. I'm born in New York back in 1987, before all you got it probably even thought of. But, yeah. Yeah, from Queens, grew up in amazing, loving home. He was super, great ball in the church. And, even though in a, sometimes not, it's an amazing parents, an amazing church family, I was on the right path. And, while I'm going to a pretty good high school, as far as that, my parents were so, my zone in New York, you have your zone high school, which basically is like school you're like kind of registered to go to because of where you live. But my zone high school was a school called really, really bad high school. It was like one of the worst high schools in New York. So my mom had a pass to write a letter, went to the city council's office, went to the superintendent's office. And she got me into Farms High School, which was a really, really good public school, not too far from my house. And after high school, I went to college, went to Hampton, worked in the Obama campaign, Obama win.
Wow.
I was actually on the team over my winter break. Did that. I graduated in May of 2009, got a job in the Obama administration in September of 2009. And I wound up working at Trip director to Stephen Chu, who was the Secretary of Energy. So I worked on the BP oil spill. I worked on the Recovery Act. A lot of good wins, man. After that, my dream was always to work in sports or entertainment. And so, to kind of back tell the story a little bit, when I was a junior in high school, I was walking to the train station one day, and I saw these two black guys with state basketballs in their hands on the cover of the Black Enterprise magazine. Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't supposed to, but I spent like a lot of $4 to get the Black Enterprise magazine, and you know, I started reading that article over and over and over. On the cover, come to find out, was a guy named Kadeem Ashari, and Steve Mills, who was the president of sports team operations for Madison Square Garden Company. And now Steve Mills can do large basketball. He's now like the president of basketball operations for the New York Knicks. But I read the article, I was like blown away. I'm like, I want to see what they do. I want to become an executive in sports. I want to become NBA. That was like my goal, my dream. AOL, that's how old I am. I found both their emails. I emailed both of them. Emails never responded, but Steve Ashari did. I told him, I wrote my email. Like, I'm an Scott Drinker. I read your article. I'm a junior at Marshall High School. I want to become the first black commissioner of the NBA. What advice do you have for me? And Steve Ashari actually responded. And we wanted to keep in touch for over 10 years. And, we really built like a pretty cool relationship. And like, I would, ask him for his advice when it came to like college selection, what classes to take, and all that stuff. So we kept in touch. But, while I was at college, I got involved in politics. I'm majoring in political science, because a lot of lawyers major in political science as a part of the undergrad degree to get. Before moving to that next spot, to law school, so I did that. And I was dating this girl at the time who was at Harvard, and she was informed. She was like, hey, do you want to come up and like help me move out? I was like, yeah, sure. So it was like, this is May of 2007. I go out in April 2007. I go out there, I help her move out, and literally the day before I was leaving, she's like, hey, this guy named Barack Obama, he's running for president, because he was a Harvard alumni, they're going to have some buses leaving Cambridge, going up to Manchester to hear him speak, but they're opening up their Manchester office. I was like, oh, yeah, I heard of the guy, he looks much bound, but like, I heard of him, like, I'm looking for him to speak. He comes, like, 45 minutes late, it's raining, I'm like, I'm over this shit. But then he gives, Clinton to Obama fashion, like, one of the most amazing speeches of all time. Mm. I've ever heard of him. And I'm just blown away. And I said to the guy next to me, I know him. I said, I think this guy can win. He's like, you really believe that? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, my name's Hans Reber. I'm the National Youth Co Director of the campaign. Do you want to join the campaign? I'm like, yeah. And the next day, I wound up, three days later, I'm back in New York. I'm following Hans and, like, Chris Hughes is one of the founders of Facebook, who was heading up building out the my.barackobama.com community online. And they were like, we'd love to have you on board. And I wanted to come in the national HBCU director for the campaign. And so it was my job to kind of organize all the stuff at colleges and universities throughout the country. And they win, and they're like, you want to talk about transition? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you want to talk about administration? I'm like, yeah. But then after, like, being there for almost 2 years, I was kind of ready, to move back to New York. I did that because I wanted to serve our country, more importantly, like, I wanted to help, first black president of the United States, like, be a part of that was historic. But my dream was always kind of, work in sports and entertainment. And so, fast forward, Obama administration, I reached out to Team Ashari, the guy that was on the Black Enterprise magazine. At this point, I never asked him for anything, never ever asked him for anything. And I just said to him, listen, working, sports has been like my lifelong dream. I'm really interested in like working at that sort of garden company, if you know anybody over there. Passed my information along. I hear from Scott O'Neill, the president of MSG Sports. He said, I heard you're a star, what are you looking to do? And after that, I went through this whole interview process. I was being hired as coordinator of sports Thanksgiving partnerships. I did that, and that kind of helped catapult, you know, from politics into sports entertainment.
Okay, okay. That's great.
Nah, you're good, man. Good, it's interesting.
It's really the show is really getting your perspective, your path on how you got to where you are, man. So thank you for that. We also have some further questions for you. All right.
Yeah. Hey, Rashad. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. One question in particular is, you know, how did you find out about the Marcus Graham Project? You know, this is a relatively new organization, 10 years, still going strong. So how did you become involved with Layer and Lincoln and this idea that they had to, you know, expand this industry that you don't see a lot of colored people in and make a program like this? How did you feel about it, and how did you get involved?
That's a great question. I think it's funny because it's funny you say that because I was connected. Someone sent me when I was looking to leave. I was leaving IMG, and I was looking for the next thing. Someone connected me to Lincoln, and I'm like, "Oh, you should definitely talk to Lincoln. Like, he's superintendent in advertising. He did like, you know, change the right people." So I emailed Lincoln. Never heard back from that Negro. So you can tell him that.
You never heard back from him.
You never responded, bro. Man. I got some Volt. I was at Volt TV after my run at Madison Square Garden in IMG. And we're team, and they were like, you know, Lincoln Stevens helping make this thing happen. I'm like, Lincoln Stevens? And, we got reconnected, and, you know, we've been, you know, Lincoln has been just an incredible, you know, mentor, friend.
You also mentioned IMG, where you were an account executive for. What was that like during your tenure?
To be on the other side, to be, like, in the agency world, and, you know, seeing what it takes to really... you know, work with a client and, you know, making sure that their needs are being met, but also helping push them, you know, to do different things, fun things, innovative things, that may be outside their typical, reach.
Definitely. So, since we know that diversity is an issue in the industry, what would be your advice to a person of color that's trying to get into marketing or advertising?
Okay, and In addition, one of your articles that was written up about you, you mentioned the importance of being multidimensional within your career path. Can you explain more about what that is as well? Being multidimensional within your, I guess, your skill set and your career.
What that basically means is, like, have more than one skill. I meet people sometimes that only have, you know, they know PR, but various things. All I do is tip on PR. And that's what you want to do, that's fine. Like, you know, I'm not coming at you. But, like, have a skill. No other industry, no other vertical, because that stuff helps inform the work that you do. Every day at my job at Beat, I can talk about, you know, art and fashion and sport and technology and diversity. You know, I can talk about, you know, politics and all that stuff because of stress.
Right, exactly.
So,
definitely. Thank you for that. That was great advice. So we have one more question. In your role, what do you do to create bigger platforms or share the message that you want to create and put out into the world?
What platforms do I want to create?
Yeah. So how do you, within your position, how do you create a platform for others, or how do you use the position you have to share your message?
Yeah, for me, it's really about, I want to amplify great stories. That's why I can speak to probably the best storytelling brands, I think, in the world right now. And part of it is because we know how to tell the stories of people. We know how to, you know, bring you into their world. And that's something that is incredibly important to me, is like how to amplify stories, how to inspire others through stories. And so my job every day is like, how do we tell stories that have been told before, and how do we do them in a compelling way that will drive people to do something, to feel something, to act on something. And that's why we do what we do.
All right, cool. Well, we just wanted to say thank you so much for taking your time out from your party to talk with us, and we hope you have a good time.
I know you're getting lit right now.
All right,
so
guys.
We want to thank Rashad for joining us today on the Drum Radio Show. He stepped out the pool just to take our call, so feeling very grateful.
Yeah, dropped some very insightful knowledge, so thank you again, brother. We really appreciate you.
Now, back to the connection. We got some exciting news. Next week, we'll actually be visiting New York and having a variety of interviews with agencies.
Yes. Marcus Graham Project have, you know, helped us, you know, get through our professional career, you know, providing the resource for MDC partners to, you know, help us land some interviews with some big agencies. So, you know, we're really excited for that, preparing for interviews, preparing on how to tackle all these interviews and, you know, just get a job out here. Be ready. Be ready to secure the bag.
Definitely. We're super excited to go to New York. Everybody's, I think, overly prepared for our interviews. Well, I don't want to say overly, but we're definitely prepared. We worked on our resumes. Shout out to Io for all the help.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ramon for setting this up for us, letting us know what we'll be doing, and for our mock interviews this weekend.
Raven, where are you trying to go when we get to New York?
I definitely want to go to Brooklyn. I haven't been in New York at all, guys.
I hear that.
She's trying to go to Coney Island, y'all. So we're going to take her to Coney Island.
Also, excited to share that we'll be visiting the home of the legendary Lincoln Stevens. He's going to take care of us, put us on, give us the 101 on how to really make it out here in this advertising. And like Ayo reiterated, secure some bags in addition to those additions, we have our lemonade stand at the MGP office, Southside, Southside, with catering courtesy of Raven's Bag Securing and lemonade courtesy of Lincoln Stevens.
Yeah, you definitely got to come out and see who our food will be sponsored by. It's going to be great. It's going to be a good time. Come network, hang out with the connection, and meet other people in Dallas.
It's going down.
Leaders and Lamar, it's going down.
Lemonade on Lamar. It's going down.
Meet us in the six. It's going down.
Shout out to our project manager, Addy. You know, we got to rep Canada. Hey. You know, we do this.
We'll have maple syrup at the lemonade stand, too. So it's lit. Thank you for joining us today on the drum. It's been amazing. Thank you, Io. Thank you, Raven.
Thank you, Rashad. And thank you to all the listeners out there. We appreciate y'all. One last and final thing. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat,
Pinterest.
The Connection, you know, follow our journey so see what we're up to. You know, follow us as we head to New York. We're going to be making a vlog. It's going to be lit, lit, lit.
Yeah, definitely catch us out in Brooklyn having a good time.
You know, catch us on every vlog. We're going to be Millie rocking, you know.
Bless. This is the Drum Radio signing off.
To the world. Gangsta no live in a tenement yard. No. Hood boy no live in a tenement yard. Too much watch you, watch you, watch you. Too much so. Them chatty, chatty.
All is pretty Sean Carter the hoe. Sean was on that gospel. I was on the total opposite. Stuff $1 million in a sock drawer. That's a war chest in case you need your chest knocked off. Y'all be talking crazy under them IG pictures. So when you get the hell, you tell them Blanco sent you. I can't take no threats, I got a set of twins. Those were just some words you'll never hear again. For the final time, you don't believe these fools. I never seen a worker rock so many jewels. Never. I never seen a runner with so many cars. Ever. Y'all couldn't stop me, you're not as tough as you say you are. My advice is just don't be too nice to set the price on to live your life, my. Once upon a time in the projects, Sean was in flight mode, I bought a Pyrex. I was in fight mode, oh now it's me, huh? I was moving them kids, help you move your peoples. Sometimes you need your ego, gotta remind these fools who they effing with, but we got effing too. Before we had A&Rs, we had ARs too. We the only ones really moving like y'all say y'all do. We still moving like y'all say y'all did. Emery passed you and he did a bit. Tata jumped over, he like 5'6". Got the heart of a giant. Don't you ever forget. Don't you never forget. Jigga got this popping. I pulled out the pot when we was out of options.
Gangsta no live in a tenement yard. Hood boy no live in a tenement yard. Too much watchy, watchy, watchy. Them so. Too much chatty, chatty.
Well, it's pretty Sean Carter. Put that drum in your ear, don't get smirked. I Bobby Shmurda, anybody you heard of, could not be further. I father your style, birth of a nation, that Turner style. Y'all make me turn up, all is talking down. Skipping leg day just to run their mouth. I be skipping leg day, I still run the world. I press the head of your team with one finger curl. I line you all up with one finger wave. Make weeds out here fake. Lace front to the back, don't front. Y'all gon' make me wig, I'ma give y'all what y'all want.
Gangsta no live in a tenement yard. Shedlocks no live in a tenement yard. Too much watchy, 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 and them so. Too much chatty, 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 and them so. See, it's my ambition. I come to nice up the whole nation. What a bum bum, yeah. Lord, I miss a what a bum bum. Do it, Jack. Can't you see it's my ambition? I come to nice up the whole nation. What a bum bum, what a bum bum. I don't give a god, I don't give a god. When me come a dance, I'm a spliff and Guinness. Yo, crowd of people, go and mind your business. This a hunting season. Make I tell you hunting season. Well, I tell you something season. Yo, this a hunting season. Yeah.
pork and dumpling season. Spinners and dumpling season. Don't play by the king, love is all I know. Bringing up vice to the one pan, call the banking, top ranking. Keep it skanking, ooh-wee. Hear me now.